Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
December 19th, 2015. Opening.
Welcome to the GLC with Gary Norris Gray. You can call in at 646-727-3649. Thank you, Black Athlete Sports Network, for sponsoring the Gray Leopard Code. It's now in its number 9 year. You can send news to Gary and Gray at blackathletes.com, on Norris or Norris19 at att.net. We would like to welcome our new sponsor, Reality Sports Group in Reston, Virginia. Another sponsor is Giovanni's Produce Store, El Cerrito, California. You can call 510-235-1233. Listen to the New England Informer magazine with Doreen Wade, CEO, Boston, Massachusetts, with her Sunday afternoon internet radio program, WVON, 1090 AM, Chicago, on the Santita Jackson, the Reporters Roundtable. Listen online, www.wvon.com. You can listen to Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Saturday afternoons and Wednesday nights on blogtalkradio.com, 718-508-9216. Get your Philly and New York Canadian groove on with the Soul Patrol, Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Listen to my second radio home, WCLM 1450, Sports Talk with Cowboy Reggie and the Sports Talk crew. The Little Old Mystery Man on Saturday afternoon, he will make you smile and make you laugh with music of the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. You can listen to WCLM 1450 and WCLMRadioOnline.com, the heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Also listen to Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba, from WUFO 1080 Buffalo, New York. Young star Travis Singleton and his Kids for Grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then you should contact Travis on Facebook.com. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on the Anthony Johnson Show on Saturday at 3 Pacific and 6 Eastern Time. Political food for the soul. If you want to feast on it, listen to Brother Anthony Johnson. Remembering Roland Rogers, the founder and CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609. With their support. Want to be a sponsor? Check in the Cove. Email Gary N. Gray at blackathlete.com or Norris19 at att.net. You can join the Cove Caravan. We welcome you. The Soul Patrol, Pad Nation, WCLM on Facebook. Please visit our website, blackathlete.com and get a different look at the sports world. Call the Gray Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649. Have a great day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the GOZ, show number 522, folks. There is still a blackout rule on the GOZ. We will not speak of games this year of the NFL until Commissioner Goodell gets it right. Change the name, change the mascot. You all know what I mean. Change the name of the Washington Football Club and change the mascot of the Cleveland Indians baseball team. Do not use FedEx. Shipping company until they remove their name from Bakersfield, Baltimore, Maryland. Speaking on this, the mayor of Washington, D.C. last week at a press conference. Very interesting. This young lady, at the beginning of the press conference, she said the Washington Football Club. She kept repeating it until the end of the conference when she used the Washington Redskin name. Reporter Edgar, excuse me, did you mean what you just said? She said yes. Now see, what this is about is money. The Washington Football Club wants to move back to Washington, D.C., in the city limits. The city council has told the Washington Football Club, you cannot come in here with that name. The former mayor of Washington, D.C. said, you cannot come in here with that name. So this new mayor, a young lady, spoke the R word and didn't back down. And we all know what this is about. You put the Washington Football Club back in Washington, D.C., and they get money for this. But there's another side to this. Who is going to pay for that stadium? Of course, the city of the residents of Washington, D.C., who are predominantly African American. Come on, folks. What I need you to do, I'm gonna get it her name up right now, her name, Washington, D.C. Mayor. And we need to write her a good address to that too. Because I sent her a package of all the articles that I've written about the Washington Football Club, and sent it to her. And she's gonna have a big mail package this week. My question is it going right back? Her name is Muriel Browser. Muriel, M-U-R-I-E-L. Browser, B-O-W-S-E-R. She entered the office January 2nd, 2015. It's been almost a year. Let me get the address to the address to this mayor. I know this is Washington. address? The office of the mayor of Washington, D.C. is 1350 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Phone number is 202-727-6300. And when you go there, you there. The Washington Football Club cannot come in the city with that name. I mean, you there. That's what you need, to know. The more people who do this, she will rethink, reevaluate her position. Repeat it again. It's 1350. Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20004. The phone number is 202 area code 727-6300. Muriel Browser. We had to get this ball rolling on this issue. I started, you guys, cold caravan. Need to carry it out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. News of the week. The Stanford Cardinal win the first NCAA men's soccer championship as they beat the University of Akron last Friday. And they beat the Clemson Tigers to win their first NCAA men's soccer championship. The 100th Serena Williams became Sports Person of the Year by Sports Illustrated. With another Serena Grand Slam, her third, and one major away from Steffi Graf, three behind historic Margaret Courtin. And Ms. Williams will pass both of these young ladies in the next couple of years. If they stay healthy. Now, I have a bone to pick with American media. American media is the fit. Because Sports Illustrated picked Serena Williams as Sports Person of the Year. They won America Pharoah, who is a horse, to become Sports Person of the Year. This is how vitriol this country has become. You're sitting here telling me that a horse is more important than a person. Let me go further than that. ESPN, with their divine wisdom, picked Caitlyn Jenner as Person of the Year. Now, I can tell you right now, I can pick over a dozen other athletes who deserve that award. And you pick Caitlyn Jenner because he changed genders. And then we got problems in this country. We got serious situations in this country we need to get straightened out. ESPN is the leader of the band and they need to be popped upside the head. And this is the mindset of the American public right now. You have a racist, sexist, disabled, and religious bigot leading the Republican Party in their votes. What does that say for you as a country, as a nation? When you will not let the Arab women walk down the street in peace because they're wearing a job. And when I don't even know what a job is. A job is a covering of the head with a veil. As a religious purposes. America, being stupid as it is, when it criticizes women for wearing it. We might get a clue and get respect for doing this stuff. We have lost all dignity in this country. And if we get this war as the President of the United States, all bets are off. Major League Baseball, once again, we did to beat Rose. And, you know, okay, look, it's been 25 years that the man is in the Hall of Fame while he's alive. Now, I had issues with Pete Rose before. But Pete Rose deserves to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Not because of what he did as a manager, not because of what he did at gambling. That's a separate issue. Pete Rose is the leading hitter, the number one hitter of baseball on records. Pete Rose belongs in Cooperstown. Now, 25 years ago, I would have said that. But the man had served his sentence. Let it go. America is, again, here we go with this divinity of this country. It will not let things go. It will not give up on things. This is one day they need to relax. Before he passes away, you need to put this man into the Hall of Fame. Stop playing. University of Mississippi defensive lineman Nicosia was detained on possession of marijuana, allegedly, as he jumped off of his hotel room in Atlanta, Georgia. My question is, he needs psychological help. If you jump off of your hotel room and survive, you need help. Another African American comes out of the closet as well. Well-known referee Bill Kennedy let the world know that he's gay. After a four-letter word tirade by Sacramento's Rondo, Rajon Rondo, in Mexico City 2 years ago. Kennedy teed up Rondo twice, ejected him from the game, and wouldn't leave the court. He kept mouthing at Kennedy, calling him the famous F-word. And no, not the four-letter, the six-letter F-word. And he was up. So now, a couple of days later, Rondo apologizes. But the horse is already out of the barn. and they signed Kennedy Royal A-star Johnny Cueto for 6 years. And now, the San Francisco Giants are the best 1-2 punch in the National League Western Conference, with Cueto and Bumgarner as 1-2. This year going to be hard to beat. This year. Yeah, the NFL East once again gets crowded again as the New York Football Giants win their Monday night game. And they have 5 teams at 6-7 with 3 games left to play of the end of the season. The Washington Football Club has the easiest schedule. The Washington Football Club, the New York Football Giants, and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Giants will play Camden and the Carolina Panthers this weekend. And folks, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because Washington, Philadelphia, New York cannot beat the Seattle Seahawks. I don't care who wins the division. Be it Washington, New York, or Philadelphia. Either way, that's your last old game. You might want to enjoy it because you're going to go home. Wisconsin basketball head coach Bo Ryan resigns immediately after the Badger win on Tuesday night. He said he was tired of the routine and needed a change. So Bo Ryan resigns as Wisconsin Badger basketball coach. On Wednesday, Tom Brady, my hero, Tom Brady, gets grilled at a press conference for his support of Donald Trump. Now, Brady wants to be Mr. Angel, Mr. Sweet Guy, but he wears a Donald Trump hat. And then, he doesn't want to answer questions about why is he wearing Donald Trump hat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. If you wear a political statement, you are bound to get questions. Are you obligated to answer the question? No, you're not. But once you make your political aspirations known, you're open to all questions. This is what Tom Brady didn't expect, because, he's Tom Terrific. He's Tom, you can't touch me, Brady. Well, guess what? Yeah, we can't touch you. And yeah, we can ask questions about you. It's fair game. What'd you put that cap on? Wednesday night, the Golden State Warriors get back in the saddle again and blow out the Phoenix Suns 128-103. At Thompson and Curry do it again with 25 each, and this team has a possibility of beating the Chicago Bulls record of 72. And the Chicago Bulls, at the beginning of the year, made it their mission to get 72 games. Now, I don't know if the Golden State Warriors have done that, but at 26-1, going into Christmas weekend with a 5-game lead on the Chicago Bulls record of 1992-3 or that, whatever that was. They have a good chance to do it because there's nobody in the East that can beat them. The only team in the West, the only two teams in the West that you fear are the San Antonio Spurs, who I call the Machine, and the OKC Thunder. Has to regroup again because KD, Kevin Durant, came back. Now, when you come back, you have to readjust. And that was what the OKC Thunder are doing, readjusting. That leaves the San Antonio Spurs. The Machine. And the Machine has won 6 NBA titles. Not one, not two, not three, but 6. And then you do it again with the team that got it down. Because Tim Duncan, at center, has worked out because he has rookies behind him now. And these rookies have fit in last year. So San Antonio Spurs are a team to watch. After the run by the Warriors, San Antonio is just 3 games behind the Warriors after that fantastic run. So that tells you how good the Spurs are. As we move into the Christmas break, watch the game on Christmas Day when LeBron James plays the Golden State Warriors in the 3rd game of the Christmas Day on ABC. Thursday, bowling history happened in America again. And the second black champion, Gary Faulkner from Memphis, Tennessee, wins the PBA Rotec Championship, joining George Brown III, the first African American to win a bowling championship. So congratulations to Gary Faulkner from Memphis, Tennessee, as he wins his first PBA championship. We'll take a break. Thank you. is back at Old Caravan. Welcome to the caravan.
Hey, 707 coming in on your birthday Saturday show, Gary.
Yes, sir. What's up, mate?
63 years old, that makes you an old, old G.
Oh, thank you. OG, okay.
You're the original G, man. You're practically a prehistoric G at this point.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, I'm calling this from the site of the 1960 Winter Olympics here, Squaw Valley, California. So I'm taking a time out here. Wish you a happy birthday and a Merry Christmas, and glad you made it to the ripe old age of 63.
Thank you, name.
I mean, you got a couple years to go. I want to talk about our Golden State Warriors getting their revenge on the Milwaukee Bucks last night.
Yeah.
And the game that we're looking forward to on Christmas, I think people were looking forward to that in terms of the streak.
Yeah.
First, the streak was broken, and they perhaps have now started a new streak. But it occurred to me this morning, this is a rematch between last year's NBA finalists.
I believe that this team, we are watching history here, folks. If this team reels off 25 more games than he did the first 25 games, they will be 50-2 if they do this. Now, at the same time, what the Chicago Bulls did was, in the middle of the season, they went 32 and 5. Because they didn't make them go to the 33 record.
Right. Well, yeah, their interim coach, Luke Walton, said when the streak was snapped, he commented on just how hard it is to run a streak.
Once you lose the game, your emotion goes way down as that game's over, man.
Right. But I also think the energy and the stress it takes to maintain the streak.
Right. So the game after the loss was the most important game to them.
Right.
Now, after Milwaukee beat them, they came back a week later and beat them again. What really disappointed me was the lack of sportsmanship on the Milwaukee Brewers side of the Milwaukee that had the loss.
Right.
Milwaukee ended the game ugly by having ugly fouls. Now, you're down by 8 points with a minute to go. There's no way you're going to catch up with 8 points with a minute to go in the game. No, to do ugly fouls like that is very, very unsportsmanlike. I lost all respect for Jason Kidd and what he did that day, because you don't do that.
Right.
I'm looking at Jason Kidd with a different set of eyes now because of what happened at the end of that game.
Well, he's got a team that's got a losing record, I believe. What are they, 5-17, something like that?
They're 10-16.
10-16, okay.
They are the best 10-16 team in the league. They have one of the most talented teams in the Midwest, but because they're in that conference with the Cleveland Cavaliers, they have a problem because they're not going to pass the Cavaliers. But there you are.
No, but you look at their 16 losses. Not all of those have come at the hands of the Cavaliers.
No, but the Eastern Division.
Right.
We all know what the independents are about. It's about the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Western Division has more competition. You have three teams that are going to battle for the title. I did it right from the beginning of the year. Only three or four teams in the West. As OKC Thunder, San Antonio Spurs, the Golden State Warriors, and the Houston Rockets. Well, guess what? The Rockets are out of the race now because they can't get this stuff together. And San Antonio Spurs only won. They are a viable team now because they are three games behind the Golden State Warriors. After all that streak, it's still three games behind the Golden State Warriors.
I know, that's amazing. That is amazing. They're what, 20? They're what, 21-5 themselves?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, this game coming up on Christmas Day again is between the Warriors and the Cavaliers, and I think people were looking at that originally to see, you know, would the streak last to that game. But again, as I was thinking about it this morning, it's a rematch between last year's NBA finalists. And I don't think anybody's really been talking about it from that angle. Is that this is the first time these guys...
ESPN did a couple shows on the rematch. Ah. The only difference between this is Kevin Love would play this time, but he didn't play it.
Right.
People forget, Kevin Love got injured in the Boston series. I think the Golden State Warriors were lucky because Kevin Love got injured.
Right.
It would have been a different series if Kevin Love had been in that series.
Well, you know, you better watch out, though, if you say the Golden State Warriors were lucky. They only live walk a few miles away from where you live. They might come to your house and, want to get some revenge on you like they got revenge on the Los Angeles Clippers.
This is why they are lucky. If they're going five games, it would have gone 6-7. They would still beat the Cavaliers. It only takes longer to do.
Right.
That's all.
Right. Who's your pick for this game on Christmas Day?
Oh, I think the Cavaliers are going to win the game. Because the Cavaliers, the Warriors have nothing to prove. The Cavaliers have nothing to prove. Because it's an advil game. Everybody is going to be watching this game. And you know LeBron James. So I think he's going to win this game. Because the Warriors don't need this game. The Cavaliers do. They need it. That's the difference.
Well, you turn that around, though, it could be that the Warriors need this game to prove that they are, in fact, a legitimate champion, beating the Cavs with a full complement, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, LeBron James.
What is their record, Arden? Their record is 26-1. By the time it'll be 28-29 or whatever, and 1. Now, what do you have to prove when you're 29-30-1? Now comes the hard part. Now you have to manage each player's minutes. Now you have to avoid serious injuries. Now you're looking. Because you know that you already won. You won the Pacific Conference because the other Clippers are dead. Sacramento Kings are not going to make it. So there's nobody in your conference that can contend with them. So you already got the conference all wrapped up. All you got to do is stay healthy. Win the game you can win, and move on. It's different now. See, last year, different attitude now.
What?
No.
What?
What the LA Clippers did was assist the Warriors. What I mean is, when they did anything about, you got lucky. What happened is that it gave that 10%. It gave that 10%. Of athletic skill to the Warriors. And when you do that, you win games. I thank the LA Clippers for saying that. I thank the Rivers for saying, oh, the Warriors are lucky. Because now, they put a fire under their behinds. Hello?
That's the 10% mental that you often refer to.
That's right.
Yeah. I understand that your parents, Mr. and Mrs. George Gray, are visiting you, and I want to give them some props, too, as you celebrate your birthday, because they actually had some...
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think we had some little transmission over here.
Okay.
But the point that I wanted to make is that your parents, I understand that they're visiting you, and as you celebrate your birthday, it's important to give them some props because they were involved in it as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, very much.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to let you go. Have a good show.
Right,
have a good birthday.
You, we're going in.
Have a good Christmas.
All right. You too.
All right.
And we'll pick you up in the new year.
Art, we were supposed to do something together today.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me.
Look out.
You want me to start?
Well, why don't you count it off and we'll start together.
Okay.
Here we go. One, two.
Hello, Mr. Cop.
Is Mr. Gray going to join us?
Happy birthday.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Gary Norris Gray. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And many more of them.
All right, guys.
Isn't there that other ethnic way of singing happy birthday? I don't know how it goes, but it starts off something like happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Mother and your father, great Big G.
Yes, sir.
I got to shout out your mom and dad because they definitely made a strong warrior that fights for everybody, not to me, everybody. So shout out to you, guy, man. Much love. Love you to death, man. You my road dog, ride or die, bro. You know, we rock and roll and do what we got to do to keep it moving.
Yes, sir. We got to keep it going.
Yeah, but real quick, Gary, I just got to say, the Serena Williams situation where they want a horse to represent Sports Illustrated rather than a human being, to me, is despicable.
There's people out there that
said they better have a horse than Serena. You can kiss my you-know-what. You know, I'm sick of it, Gary. I'm sorry. I'm like you, Gary. I'm sick of it. You know, once again, we see that the female is not respected at all. And what she has made and done for her organization and for many other people, the lives she has touched on the world view, that darn horse can't even touch what Serena and the Williams sisters have done. So it is, once again, a disgrace and a despicable for them. They want to put a horse in front of instead of a human. That's disgraceful.
Reggie, what we have to do as African Americans, we have to say no more. What I mean is, when they do it like that, we say, okay, you want to do this, we're not going to buy your paper,
that's
we're not going to buy your magazine, we're not going to buy your TV show, we're not going to watch it, because see, if you start taking money, America understands two things.
Mm-hmm.
Understand money and understand violence.
Yeah, and economic pressure. You put economic pressure too. Look at Chicago. They shut Black Friday down. They fired the police commissioner, and now they're getting ready to get rid of the mayor.
Yeah, I said earlier today, you have a new mayor in Washington D.C. That new mayor. That new mayor uses the Washington Football Club's name, the R word, without the network.
Yeah.
When you use the R word, you're on my enemy list. So, Mail Browser, I sat down on Monday morning and wrote a letter to Mail Browser.
Mm-hmm.
I put 3 or 4 articles in the envelope for Mail Browser and mailed it to her on Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
He will get a history of why you don't call the Washington Football Club that name.
That name
is our worst nightmare and needs to be changed.
Yep.
People like Mayor Browser need to know what's going on.
That's it. I'm glad that you're writing that letter to the mayor, because she tried to play both sides of the fence. And she got caught with her pants down, no fun intended.
Sir.
She knew exactly what she was trying to do, and she got caught. But I tell you one thing, Big G, I got to say, man, I'm kind of interested about your Oakland Raiders, man. The word is that between the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Rams, somebody's going to be in California next year, man. And really, with the stadium y'all got, y'all should be the main team being moved. Anybody, because that stadium y'all got is deplorable, man. It's old, it's goat cheap.
This is what's gonna happen. This is what's gonna happen, Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Louis Rams and the Oakland Raiders are both going to Los Angeles.
Yeah, just like the Giants and the Jets are doing.
They're going to Jared Stadium in Garden City, California. Both of them are gonna be there. And the reason why it's gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
The city of Oakland, is majority African American.
Mm.
The city of St. Louis is majority African American.
Uh-huh.
I bet you that was Philadelphia, or that was New York, or that was Chicago, and they would not be doing this.
Yeah.
But because St. Louis, because of Oakland, nobody cares.
That's it. You're right, Gary. But economic development, you're right. Nobody cares about economic development, so they do what they want to do.
That's right. And you have mayors that won't stand up for African American rights. And if the Oakland Raiders move to L.A., and they lose Rams move to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
who's going to be the employer of people that are going to lose a job?
You got that right. Well, I tell you what, Big G, you're doing a great job, man. I'm out with my granddaughter right now, so we're going to go ahead and do a little Christmas shopping. But I want to say happy birthday to you, Big G.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a shout-out. Hold on, I'm going to get this right here.
Okay, thank you very much.
You okay?
Yeah, you okay?
You hear us okay? All right, here's my granddaughter. She can say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Did you hear that, Gary?
Thank you, granddaughter.
All right, Gary, man. Take care of yourself.
How old is your granddaughter?
Okay, she's 17. She'll be 18 next month.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Thank you, Randy.
No problem, my man. All right, we'll holler straight on, Big G.
Okay, you take care. Have fun.
Okay.
At WCM 1450, Arzo, Richmond, Virginia. We go by Reggie Al Wilson. Every Saturday mornings on the West Coast at 9 a.m. and the East Coast at noon. WCM 1450 a.m. on your dial or WCMRadioOnline.com on the internet. We'll take a break. Weed is up here.
Tune into One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmer on blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is L.A. Bachelor.
And Tony T. McLean.
Inviting you to join us on the Bachelor Pass,
where we talk about sports and politics from a racial, economical, and social point of view.
And some other surprises.
It's the Bachelor Pass.
Every Monday through Thursday, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com and thebachelorpass.com.
Check out In Our Opinion, Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm, each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, dude, stop with the lectures, stop with the threats. Be a human being, let the guy go up there and say goodbye, for God's sake.
Rick Bakken is another one. He pounded me probably about four or five times in my career. I never want to fight Cam Neely, never want to fight.
And I knew with the power that I possessed, I could tear a man's ear off. Again, only in theory, because never done it yet.
How do you punish an Amish kid? Make him watch TV for 2 hours?
Sports talk, sports talk, sports talk. The way it was meant to be.
The first bowl of the year. 22, 35, the first celebration bowl victory, look at Andy Aggies. The FCS Coaches Bowl, the Jacksonville State Dolphins number 1, McNeese State number 2, and North Dakota State Bison number 3. The Bison take on the Richmond Spiders today in North Dakota for a 1AA championship. We know basketball is beginning to come in the fall. When we come back with the Glamour Cove in January, when we have a full basketball NCAA show. This is the first ranking of the NCAA basketball. Michigan State number 1, Kansas JR number 2, Oklahoma Sooners number 3, the Kentucky Wildcats number 4, the Iowa State Cyclones number 5, the Maryland Terrapins number 6, the Blue Devils of Duke number 7, the Cavaliers of Virginia number 8, and the Purdue Boilermakers number 9, and the Xavier Musketeers number 10. And as you can see, the Big 5 are well represented in the top 10 of basketball NCAA. HBCU's conference play starts this week. The Trojans of Virginia State take the early lead in the North Division, while Winston-Salem Rams lead the South Division in non-conference games. In the MEAC, the Hampton Pirates men are on top of the MEAC, and they go to Colorado to play Golden Buffalo today. In the Swank, the Southern Jaguars will go to Lafayette and play La Tech on Sunday. In the Missouri Valley, the SIU Salukis play Murray State. And on Monday, they play the University of St. Louis Republicans on Monday. The MSU Purple Aces hosts HBCU Norfolk State. In the Battle of Iowa State plays Northern Iowa Panthers later on tomorrow. In the Pac-12, the Golden Bears will play HBCU Chapman State at 4 o'clock Pacific Time in Berkeley. ACC Duke will play Ozu, Utah. Miami is at Charleston, and University of Virginia hosts the Villanova Wildcats of the Big East. There you have that, and we'll take one break again. I'll return. with the minute I am. And we start with this. Let's get it going.
Thank you.
play the games. And Jonathan Quick, the goalie for the LA Kings, got 35 shots. And they beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-0. Joe Bobrovsky of the San Jose Sharks beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-3. As the official score changed the goal from Bobrovsky to Burns in the 4-3 victory in Toronto. Corey Crawford and Hogs, if you are a Hogs fan, this is what you want to see. Corey Crawford shot 35 shots as the Hogs win 4-0. 4-0, Chicago beat. Wins their game for the fifth day of the year. As the season moves into right past the Christmas Day. At Christmas Day, we begin to get serious about hockey after Christmas. We will see how it shakes out. We also will do the Goldberg Report. At January will be the Goldberg Report. Our scores of the league. Okay, hockey is the today's games. Chicago beat Buffalo 3-2. St. Louis Blues beat the Calgary Flames 3-1. Their games in progress going into the third period in St. Louis. Other game tonight. The Montreal Canadiens. Right, Dallas. Anaheim Ducks. Right, New Jersey Devils. The Carolina Hurricanes at Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is in trouble. They cannot score a goal and they are dropping like flies. The Pittsburgh Penguins fire their coach and still can't score. The LA Kings travel to Toronto. And they draw tonight. The Philadelphia Flyers at Columbus, Ohio, Columbus Blue Jackets, and the Minnesota Wild play the Nashville Predators later on tonight. Rounding out the schedule, the Islanders are at Arizona, and the Edmonton Oilers are at Colorado Avalanche. They got scored for the schedule for tonight. The Oilers have had their last game of the West Coast tonight. Bowling. This weekend, the ladies take the lane in Reno, Nevada. The LPGA Championship in Reno, Nevada at the Big House. If you ever want to go see Bowling Hall of Fame, you need to go to Reno and walk into the halls of the, what we call the Big House of Bowling. In the PGA, this week is the closing the tournament of Pregnant Elephant Shootout in Naples, Florida. Devner and Snedeker win over England and Conchar by 2 strokes. There you have it. I'll be back after this message. And my girl, Lady Spencer, yeah. I hope you enjoy the show. I ended up here. I'm going to call, get my website and blackaddy.com. This was the Reality, Virginia Reality Sports Group. The Anthony Johnson Show at 3 o'clock. You'll check him out. So, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And, of course, Cowboy Reggie Walton. No music on 4DVD. No music on RadioOnline.com. Richmond, Virginia. The Art and Soul of Richmond. Michael Syndrome. Today on the Raw. BlackStarRadio.com. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Best of Bad. The Best of Bad at WZOM in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pat Freeman, the Mighty Oba, WUFO, 1080, Buffalo, New York. Young Gun, Travis Singleton, Kings Brigade, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Remember our Godfather, Roy Rogers, PA, then New York City, New York. Enduring Way, New England Informer Magazine CEO, Boston. And of course, last but not least, the D.I.Y. Rose Market. I was in California, gotta get that glove on. And Michael was in the room. Call me Mr. Big. Why you go, Mr. Big? You go, Mr. Big. We're gonna end the show with Contagious by Ronald Isley, aka Mr. Bates.
You've heard the term.
If we get through the commercial. Mr. Bates, good night. Have a good holiday. See you January 16th.
About to check my message. No one is called but my homies and some bill collectors. Say you love, bring somebody wants to borrow money. I chew a hash, she don't hit me back, something is funny. So I called her mother's house and asked her, had she seen my baby? Roll my six around, looking for that missing lady. Got back in, turn the TV on and call the news. Then I put my hand on my head, cause I'm so confused. And then I turned the TV down, cause I thought I heard a squeaky sound. Something's going on upstairs, yeah. Cause I know nobody else lives here. As I get closer to the stairways, all I hear.
I heard another man
driving me crazy.
Guilty.
Mr. Big. The date is Ed Bundy. Good night.